And see, Mum, she worked at, when she was in Northam, she went, she worked for 22 years in the CWA, Country Women Association in Northam, looking
what
after...
What did she do then?
She worked in the Country Women Association, you know. She looked after the farmer's daughter that came in there for the week's cooling and that. And there was, a, like, it was a hostel. And a lot of them went to Northam High School, see. And my mum, she was doing the polishing, of making their beds and all that sort of thing. Yeah, in there. And Dad was on the other hand. You know, Mr. Ork, Premier Mr. Ork, well, my dad used to, well, I think it must have been Mr. Ork, this one now we got, his father, I think it must have been.
Bert Ork.
Must have been, yeah, Bert Ork, yeah. Because I wasn't sure of all that those movements there, but I know he used to tell me that's where he used to go up and get a dollar or two for his bottle of wine, I suppose, or something like that. He, yeah, so he used to go to Mr. Ork's and cut up his wood or clean up around the yards and things like that. And... He said to me one day, he said, but when I wanted to, because Mumford's store was on a corner near the state high school, and he, but when I wanted a bottle of wine, I had a long way to walk down to get my bottle. And in the woody, apparently, he used to make sure Mr. Hawk didn't see his bottle, so he put it inside a special place where he knew if he had to come back and cut more wood for him, he'd put that bottle there so he can come back next day a few more. And then he went down, whenever he finished there, he used to go down to a veterinary place on the corner of Taylor's Bridge and there was a tire joint on the corner there. I can't remember the name of it, a Goodyear tire, I think it was. And he had a veterinary work there for ponies and all that. And my dad had experience with ponies. So he helped Mr. Mac, because Mr. McIntosh was in a wheelchair, he couldn't handle those things. Dad had to push him out, I think, every now and again to check out the ponies and all that sort of thing. And every time when Dad would need a dollar or two for his bottle again, he'd probably go down. But Mr. McIntosh used to pay, yeah, I think between the two of them, he ended up with about £6 a week, I think. And Mum was on the same level, £6 a week.